So in comes Martin, asking where was Bloom. "Where is he?" says Lenehan. "Defrauding widows and orphans. Isn't that a fact?" says John Moyes. "What I was telling the citizen about Bloom and Sinn Féin." "Oh, that's so," says Martin. "Or so they allege." "Who made these allegations?" says Alf. "I," says Joe. "I'm the alligator." "And after all that," says John Moyes, "why can't a Jew love his country like the next fella?" "Why not," says JJ, "when he's quite sure which country it is? Is he a Jew or a Gentile or a Holy Roman or a swaddler or what the hell is he?" says Ned. "Or who is he?" "No offence, Crofton." "We don't want him," says Crofter, the Orangeman or Presbyterian. "Who is Junius?" says JJ. "He's a perverted Jew," says Martin, "from a place in Hungary, and it was he drew up all the plans according to the Hungarian system. We know that in the castle." "Isn't he a cousin of Bloom the dentist?" says Jack Power. "Not at all," says Martin. "Only namesakes. His name was Virag, the father's name that poisoned himself. He changed it by deed poll, the father did." "That's the new Messiah for Ireland," says the citizen. "Ireland of saints and sages." "Well, they're still waiting for their Redeemer," says Martin. "For that matter, so are we." "Yes," says JJ, "and every male that's born, they think it may be their Messiah. And every Jew is in a tall state of excitement, I believe, till he knows if he's a father or a mother. Expecting every moment will be his next," says Lenehan. "Ah, boy God," says Ned, "you should have seen Bloom before that son of his that died was born. I met him one day in the South City markets buying a tin of Neve's food 6 weeks before the wife was delivered. En ventre sa mère," says JJ. "Do you call that a man?" says the citizen. "I wonder did he ever put it out of sight," says Joe. "Well, there were two children born anyhow," says Jack Power. "And who does he suspect?" says the citizen. God, there's many a true word spoken in jest. One of those mixed middling he is. Lying up in the hotel, Pisser was telling me, once a month with headache, like a totty with her courses. Don't I'm telling you, it'd be an act of God to take a hold of a fella the like of that and throw him in the bloody sea. Justifiable homicide, so it would. Then sloping off with his 5 quid without putting up a point of stuff like a man. Give us your blessing. Not as much as would blind your eye. Charity to the neighbour, says Martin. But where is he? We can't wait. A wolf in sheep's clothing, says the citizen. That's what he is. Virag from Hungary. Ahasuerus, I call him. Cursed boy God. Have you time for a brief libation, Martin, says Ned. Only one, says Martin. We must be quick. JJ and S. You, Jack, Crofton. 3 half-ones, Terry. St. Patrick would want to land again at Ballykindler and convert us, says the citizen, after allowing things like that to contaminate our shores. Well, says Martin, rapping for his glass, God bless all here is my prayer. Amen, says the citizen. And I'm sure he will, says Joe. And so say all of us, says Jack. 1,000 a year, Lambert, says Crofton, or Crawford. Right, says Ned, taking up his John Jemison, and butter for fish. I was just looking round to see who the happy thought would strike, when be damned, but in he comes again, letting on to be in a hell of a hurry. I was just around at the courthouse, says he, looking for you. I hope I'm not. No, says Martin, we're ready. Courthouse, my eye, and your pockets hanging down with gold and silver, mean bloody scut. Stand as a drink itself. Oh, divil a sweet fear. There's a Jew for you, all for number one. Cute as a shithouse rat, 105. Don't tell anyone, says the citizen. I beg your pardon, says he. Come on, boys, says Martin, seeing it was looking blue. Come along now. Don't tell anyone, says the citizen, letting the ball out of him. It's a secret. And the bloody dog woke up and let a growl. Boy, by all, says Martin. And he got them out as quick as he could. Jack Power and Crofton, or whatever you call them, and him in the middle of them, letting on to be all at sea. Up with them on the bloody janting car. Off with you, says Martin, to the Jarvie. But be gob, I was just lowering the heel of the point when I saw the citizen getting up to waddle to the door, puffing and blowing with the dropsy, and he cursing the curse of Cromwell on him, bell, book and candle, in Irish, spitting and spatting out of him, and Joe and little Alf round him like a leprechaun, trying to pacify him. Let me alone, says he. And be gob, he got as far as the door, and they holding him, and he bawls out of him, 3 cheers for Israel! Harris, sit down on that parliamentary side of your ass for Christ's sake, and don't be making a public exhibition of yourself. Jesus, there's always some bloody clown or other kicking up bloody murder about bloody nothing. God, but it turned the porter sour in your gut, so it would. And all the ragamuffins and sluts of the nation round the door, and Martin telling the jarvey to drive ahead, and the citizen bawling, and Alf and Joe at him to whisht, and he on his high horse about the Jews, and the loaf was calling for his speech, and Jack Power trying to get him to sit down on the car and hold his bloody jaw, and the loafer with a patch over his eyes starts singing, "If the man in the moon was a Jew, Jew, Jew," and the slut shouts out of her, "Hey, mister, your fly is open, mister," and says he, "Mendelssohn was a Jew, and Karl Marx, and Mercadante, and Spinoza, and the Saviour was a Jew, and his father was a Jew. Your God." "He had no father," says Martin. "That'll do now. Drive ahead." "Whose God?" says the citizen. "Well, his uncle was a Jew," says he. "Your God was a Jew. Christ was a Jew, like me." God, the citizen made a plunge back into the shop. "By Jesus," says he, "I'll brain that bloody Jew man for using the holy name. By Jesus, I'll crucify him, so I will. Give us that biscuit box here." "Stop, stop," says Joe. God, the devil wouldn't stop him till he got hold of the bloody tin anyhow. And out with him, and little Alf hanging onto his elbow. And he's shouting like a stuck pig, as good as any bloody play in the Queen's Royal Theatre. "Where is he, till I murder him?" And Ned and JG paralysed with the laughing. "Bloody war," says I, "I'll be in for the last gospel." But, as luck would have it, the jarvey got the nag's head round the other way and off with him. "Hold on, citizen," says Joe. "Stop." Begob, he drew his hand and made a swipe and let fly. Mercy of God, the sun was in his eyes, or he'd have left him for dead. Gobby near sent it into the county Longford. The bloody nag took fright, and the old mongrel after the car like bloody hell, and all the populace shouting and laughing, and the old tin box clattering along the street. You never saw the like of it in all your born puff. Gob, if he got that lottery ticket on the side of his pole, he'd remember the gold cup he would sell. But begob, the citizen would have been lagged for assault and battery, and Joe for aiding and abetting. The jarvey saved his life by furious driving, as sure as God made Moses. What? Ah, Jesus, he did. And he let a volley of oaths after him. "Did I kill him, says he, or what?" And he's shouting to the bloody dog, "After him, Gary! After him, boy!" And the last we saw was the bloody car round in the corner, an old sheep face on it gesticulating. And the bloody mongrel after it, with his lugs back for all he was bloody well worth, to tear him limb from limb. 105! Jesus, he took the valley over out of him, I promise you. When lo, there came about them all a great brightness, and they beheld the chariot wherein he stood ascend to heaven. And they beheld him in the chariot, clothed upon in the glory of the brightness, having raiment as of the sun. Fair as the moon, and terrible, that for awe they durst not look upon him. And there came a voice out of heaven calling, "Elijah! Elijah!" And he answered with a main cry, "Abba, Adonai." And they beheld him, even him, Ben Bloom Elijah, amid clouds of angels, ascend to the glory of the brightness at an angle of 45 degrees over Donahue's in Little Green Street, like a shot off a shovel.